You'll hear an interview with Marvin Benby, a beekeeper who keeps his bees in hives on a city rooftop. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer. A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
I'm talking to Marvin Benby, a city beekeeper. Marvin, how did you get into this?
I'd always been interested in insects, and a friend in the countryside was always telling me how enjoyable he found beekeeping. He's got his own hives, you know, beehives which bees are kept in, and produces beautiful honey. But living in a city, doing it myself, hadn't occurred to me. Where would I keep them? I knew so little about it. Then I saw a newspaper ad for a beekeeping workshop and told my friend, but he just raised his eyebrows. That was it. I thought, you don't believe I can do it, and signed up for the course.
Is keeping bees fun?
Well, I've become somewhat obsessed with bees. As you probably know, they're essential for keeping plants growing. They help spread their seeds. You're doing a favour to society by keeping up bee numbers, providing homes for them. Of course, my friends love me because I'm always giving them pots of honey. You only open the hive for a good reason, as it's an intrusion breaking the seal on the hive. It's the highlight for me, and I can hardly sleep the night before, looking forward to seeing how they're doing.
Is it difficult keeping bees in a city?
Wherever you do it, you'll have to invest in things. A honey extractor, a bee smoker, special gear to protect yourself. The stuff's as easy to get in urban as in rural areas. It's devastating if a disease strikes the hive. You can't help but feel responsible, even if it's just nature taking its course. Actually, bees in rural areas suffer worse. Many say it's due to pesticides used on farm crops. In fact, city bees are fortunate enough to be exposed to a tremendous diversity of plants. There are things growing everywhere.
Do your neighbours mind you keeping bees?
I'm lucky to have some roof space where my beehives sit. My neighbours don't seem to mind. I wondered if there'd be complaints, as some people worry about the fact bees can sting, but they only sting if they feel threatened. I originally kept the hives at street level, but then offered to move them up to the roof when I discovered the guy who lives on the ground floor is allergic to them. He mentioned the risks, and it seemed wiser to relocate to the top of the building.
This is your fifth year of beekeeping.
Yes, I'll never forget setting up my first hive. It involved moving my bees from a box into a new wooden hive. It's important they don't have any confusion about where the entrance to the new hive is. It must be in a familiar position or they get lost if they fly outside. I had to feed the bees sugar syrup so they'd be full and sleepy and wouldn't react badly. I'd forgotten to bring gloves, and as I poured in the sugar syrup to make matters worse, I spilt some on my unprotected hand so they were sticky and bees started settling on them. I was terrified they'd turn agitated and aggressive, but it went smoothly.
You now sell honey and candles made from beeswax.
And other products. I had to put quite a bit of cash down for stuff I needed, but I'm determined to turn it into a profitable business, and I've recruited some volunteers to help me sell things. I'm keen to involve the local community as much as possible. Hopefully more people will consider taking up beekeeping. Everyone loves honey, after all.
So, what's next?
My knowledge has reached a point where, ideally, I'd say I'm confident enough to sit back a bit more in the coming months, which is what an experienced beekeeper hopes to do when things are going well. There's little certainty, though. The next season brings fear as well as hope and joy. If you lose bees, there's guilt. Did you do something wrong? The weather's definitely key too. How the bees manage it affects everything.
Now you'll hear part four again.
I'm talking to Marvin Benby, a city beekeeper. Marvin, how did you get into this?
I'd always been interested in insects, and a friend in the countryside was always telling me how enjoyable he found beekeeping. He's got his own hives, you know, beehives which bees are kept in, and produces beautiful honey. But living in a city, doing it myself, hadn't occurred to me. Where would I keep them? I knew so little about it. Then I saw a newspaper ad for a beekeeping workshop and told my friend, but he just raised his eyebrows. That was it. I thought, you don't believe I can do it, and signed up for the course.
Is keeping bees fun?
Well, I've become somewhat obsessed with bees. As you probably know, they're essential for keeping plants growing. They help spread their seeds. You're doing a favour to society by keeping up bee numbers, providing homes for them. Of course, my friends love me because I'm always giving them pots of honey. You only open the hive for a good reason, as it's an intrusion breaking the seal on the hive. It's the highlight for me, and I can hardly sleep the night before, looking forward to seeing how they're doing.
Is it difficult keeping bees in a city?
Wherever you do it, you'll have to invest in things. A honey extractor, a bee smoker, special gear to protect yourself. The stuff's as easy to get in urban as in rural areas. It's devastating if a disease strikes the hive. You can't help but feel responsible, even if it's just nature taking its course. Actually, bees in rural areas suffer worse. Many say it's due to pesticides used on farm crops. In fact, city bees are fortunate enough to be exposed to a tremendous diversity of plants. There are things growing everywhere.
Do your neighbours mind you keeping bees?
I'm lucky to have some roof space where my beehives sit. My neighbours don't seem to mind. I wondered if there'd be complaints, as some people worry about the fact bees can sting, but they only sting if they feel threatened. I originally kept the hives at street level, but then offered to move them up to the roof when I discovered the guy who lives on the ground floor is allergic to them. He mentioned the risks, and it seemed wiser to relocate to the top of the building.
This is your fifth year of beekeeping.
Yes, I'll never forget setting up my first hive. It involved moving my bees from a box into a new wooden hive. It's important they don't have any confusion about where the entrance to the new hive is. It must be in a familiar position or they get lost if they fly outside. I had to feed the bees sugar syrup so they'd be full and sleepy and wouldn't react badly. I'd forgotten to bring gloves, and as I poured in the sugar syrup to make matters worse, I spilt some on my unprotected hand so they were sticky and bees started settling on them. I was terrified they'd turn agitated and aggressive, but it went smoothly.
You now sell honey and candles made from beeswax.
And other products. I had to put quite a bit of cash down for stuff I needed, but I'm determined to turn it into a profitable business, and I've recruited some volunteers to help me sell things. I'm keen to involve the local community as much as possible. Hopefully more people will consider taking up beekeeping. Everyone loves honey, after all.
So, what's next?
My knowledge has reached a point where, ideally, I'd say I'm confident enough to sit back a bit more in the coming months, which is what an experienced beekeeper hopes to do when things are going well. There's little certainty, though. The next season brings fear as well as hope and joy. If you lose bees, there's guilt. Did you do something wrong? The weather's definitely key too. How the bees manage it affects everything.
That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you are sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.